Did you know we love podcasts with mythical monsters, heroes, and gods? One of our favorites is Live from Mount Olympus, an adventure podcast for tweens and families of all ages. The new season tells a story of war, fate, friendship, betrayal, a heist, and a titan who played with fire. You don't want to miss the myth of Prometheus. Tune in to Live from Mount Olympus, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rarick, your host, and today I have gussied up the audio of a weird and wonderful old story from back when J.F. Catt was still president of What If World. And it all starts with a write-in question from a listener named Anoki. I'll read it to you now. My name is Anoki, and I like talking rainbows. And my question is, what if J.F. Catt controlled everything and could read minds? And it just so happens we had another question that ties in perfectly with yours. This is from Sempi, who also wrote in.
Mr. Eric, why don't you just let me read that question?
Well, I figure you're probably going to be in this story,
So people are going to hear enough of my voice?
Yeah, actually.
Do you find my voice annoying?
Me? No. I mean, I'm from Boston, so...
Boston? What's Boston got to do with anything?
Well, It's just
this is a perfectly acceptable new what city accent.
I'm not so sure it is.
Irregardless, I'm gonna read Sempi's question.
We know now that irregardless is not a word.
Hi, this is Sempi. I like police Legos. My question is, what if Mr. Eric couldn't tell the story? What if J.F. Catt had to tell the story? And what if Abacus P. Grembler turned everyone into police officers?
Wow, you read that so fast. I usually like to, you know, let the audience hear the questions.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm telling the story today.
No, it says, what if Mr. Eric couldn't tell the story? And my throat's feeling perfectly...
What's that? You got a hairball?
No, it's just... Now that you mention it, I'm not feeling so good today.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Eric. I'll take good care of your story.
But how can you be in a story if it's about you?
I'm the president. Every story's about me. In my imagination.
Okay. Well, I'll stick around in case you have any trouble.
Let's find out. What if J.F. Catt had to tell the story and Abacus turned everyone into police officers, plus I can control minds and all that.
Control everything and read minds. I like to try to be specific to the kid's question.
Today's story will begin with Mr. Eric Krim and a sock in it.
I will do no such...
Wow. Oh, I really can control everything today. This is gonna be fun.
Grown-ups, we are sponsored this week by Caden Lane. I've been looking for an alternative to fast fashion that's eco-friendly and wallet-friendly, but still cute and wearable, and I mean, that's a lot of boxes to check. So I'm so happy I found Caden Lane. They were started in 2005 by a single mom who wanted to make better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes for her own children and for those special moments that we get to remember forever. They are actually worth the hype. And with your What If World discount, it's pretty much the same price as you'd pay at another store. And less than any of the boutiques. The Color Me pajamas are inspired. Your kid gets to write on themselves at bedtime, and it feels like misbehaving, and you can react as if they're doing the craziest thing in the world, and they will get a kick out of it. Then you wash them, and they can do it all again. And with sunnier days fast approaching, you can keep kids' skin safe with UPF 50+ sun protective swimwear that has the same high quality of all Caden Lane's clothes,
including matching swimsuits,
even for you grown-ups. While my St. Patrick's Day pajama pants are now the permanent property of my wife, I do not despair. because Easter's right around the corner, so maybe I'm gonna get some comfy bunny pants. Or, you know, buy some for my kids. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to cadenlane.com/whatifworld and use code WHATIFWORLD for 20% off your order. Once again, that's CADENLANE.com/WHATIFWORLD for 20% off. And make sure you use my promo code WHATIFWORLD so they know I sent you. Now back to the show!
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, Mick, my kid loves your show. But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about. Bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Once upon a time, JF Cat was beating a coalition of cheetahs in a foot race.
He's so fast.
But he's so much tinier than us.
How is it possible?
Because I'm the president, I said, and then I flew 1,000 feet into the air with one final leap across the finish line.
Whoa,
said a bunch of bears.
That's one fast cat. We should give him all of our salmon.
Oh no, please and thank you, I'll take it, yes. And I finished eating their salmon, just as all the cheetahs finally caught up.
You didn't leave any salmon for us cheetahs?
He didn't leave any salmon for us bears.
Don't worry about it. I'm president.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
It was Mr. Mouser, JF Cat's delicious, delicious looking secretary of plate or, state.
We came here to help with the recovery effort. Also, cheetahs don't live very close to bears.
I don't care, it's my story.
Very well.
And suddenly I used my brain powers to read his thoughts. Meow, wow, 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 wow.
Why are you making that noise, Mr. President?
I think it's to signify his brain reading abilities.
Yes, exactly.
I think brain reading sounds more like bear, 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 bear.
That's ridiculous.
You don't need to read my mind. I just told you I don't approve of what you're doing here.
But it was too late. I was already reading his mind.
I don't approve of what you're doing here.
Meow. I've never looked at it that way.
All right. These bears and cheetahs have suffered devastating habitat loss ever since you made those new kitty litter freeways.
Oh, I made other kinds of freeways too.
I know your free freeways for everyone initiative was...
I paved streets with something for everyone. Kitty litter for the cats, sticks for the dogs, vegan bologna for the humans.
I'm afraid no one likes vegan bologna, especially not to drive on it.
Well, I don't see you having any better ideas.
JF Cat, if you would have me appear in the story now, I could turn everyone into police officers. We need to get to that pretty soon.
Grammat calculator.
It's Abacus.
Your name is Calculator.
Oh, right. We'll play along this week.
And why would everyone want to be police officers anyway?
Well, if I were a police officer, I could stop people from eating my salmon.
People other than the president, you mean?
Sure.
And if we were police officers, we could make sure people didn't run too fast. That way we would catch all the prey.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'd really like to hear a Rainbow's opinion on this.
I think you're doing a tremendous job, and everyone loves you, and you should nap under my many-colored arch.
And so that's exactly what the cat did. Thanks, Rainbow. You're really smart.
But JF Cat...
You heard her. She said I'm doing great and should take a nap. The end. Purr.
Wait, was that your coming back to what is World Sound?
Listen, I'm a cat. I have a limited range of vocalizations. You know, some great cats can't even purr.
Purr what?
Purr.
Purr?
Purr, exactly.
You just said purr-rur-rur when you came back, and now you can't say the R in purr?
No, I said purr-rur-rur-rur-rur-rur.
Those were several R sounds.
Purgree to dispurgree.
What?
Great story this week, Mr. Eric. See you next time.
Well, you didn't really resolve anything.
Sure I did. I took a nap.
No, but you didn't learn anything.
I learned that there's nothing a nap can't fix.
Well, no, there's really not much that a nap can fix other than feeling tired.
Do you want to tell this story, Mr. Eric?
I do. I really do. But every time I try to, my voice starts to get sore again.
That's because it's my story.
Okay, well, since you can control everything and read everyone's mind, why don't you just go back into that story and see how everyone's doing?
Okay, under one condition.
Sure.
Or I get to sit here while you pet me.
Okay.
And feed me imported dry cat food.
You got it.
Marinated in wet cat food.
Yeah. Just give me a minute. Otis is gonna have it out for me.
And you can't bring up other cats while I'm around.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, listeners. You think my napping plan didn't work out? Well, let's just see. I woke from a dream where I'd rode a rocket ship in outer space and took all the lasers away from the aliens and was playing with them forever.
The cheetahs have all run off. The coalition is broken.
Why didn't you do anything about it?
You control everything in this story, so
we've just been sitting here watching you sleep.
And you've been cuddled up on me this whole time. Bears don't generally like when kitties cuddle up on them like this.
Okay, fine, let me just stretch.
Could you please quit it with the claws?
Oh, don't worry, I'm almost dead.
Come on. I got a bear hide, not an alligator hide.
Okay, let me just circle around with my claws out one more time.
This is just...
All right, now I know what to do. I'll turn everyone into police officers.
We seriously could have done that 5 minutes ago. The story would be...
Now I want you to turn everyone into police officers while I bat around your crystal ball.
No, but I just finished crafting it. It's pure amethyst.
Amma what?
All right, well, abraca magic, everyone's police officers, poof.
What kind of spell do you call that?
I don't know. Mr. Eric usually thinks of something a little more clever than that.
Wait, I have to think of the spell?
You are controlling everything. I'm getting something.
I know, just give me a minute.
Abraca codfish and hocus cuddlefish.
You're just rhyming fish with fish.
Oh, I know, I'm thinking.
Naps fur, I'm afraid of dolphins. Police officers.
And after Abacus finished casting his flawless spell... flawless spell.
Okay.
Everyone everywhere was police officers.
Excuse me,
said the rainbow.
Am I also a police officer?
Sure, everybody is one.
Then you're under arrest for napping through a crisis.
Listen, I don't nap through every crisis. It's just hard telling a story and being a president at the same
time. And you're under arrest for tickling my tender bear belly with your tail.
Since when is that a crime?
I have to agree, you all should be protected and serving, not immediately arresting.
Thank you, Mr. Mouser. Everything was all better, so I walked away, but then a rainbow wall appeared in front of me.
I'm sorry, but under rainbow law, you have committed a crime.
And under bear law, nobody's allowed to tickle our fluffy bellies.
This is ridiculous. I control everything. I don't want to do a hairball right now.
I mean, honestly, it's the longest you've gone without coughing up a hairball. And
oh, I'd say 5 or 6 stories.
Out with the hair block.
And I choked up a bunch of old plastic building blocks I'd eaten.
Mr. President, you're under arrest for the illegal consumption of building blocks.
Oh, for Christ, you weren't alive when I...
That does not matter. You've made literally everything into police officers, and that includes us.
Well, then wouldn't the ground be a police officer, and I'd be under arrest for walking on it?
Now that you mention it...
Quiet, ground.
Hey, can you stop breathing me? so that I can arrest you.
Quiet air! Oh, Rainbow, I should have listened to you and just taken a nap.
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking. It was just what you wanted me to say.
And the Rainbow scooped me up in a misty hug and pulled me into the sky.
My name is Reinouki, and I've seen everything you've done as president.
You mean everything I've done after it rained?
Well, it always just rained somewhere.
Okay, Reinouki, I'll read your mind and...
I don't want you to.
Well, tough, it's my story.
Fine.
And the Rainbow dropped me.
I'll catch you, JF Cat.
Perfect. Thank you. Now please undo this magic.
Of course, I'll just totally undo it right after I arrest you for breaking my crystal ball.
Well, wait, shouldn't the president be above the law?
But it's only because of law and order that you have any power at all.
You're kidding me. You mean a president is policed by their people?
He or she should not have to be. But unfortunately, in this case...
You need to be set straight.
Just then, a lone cheetah was seen sprinting across the dried-up savannah.
President Cat, all the cheetahs have split, trying to survive on their own. But the savannah does not have enough food and water for all of us.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I'm under arrest like 50 times. Maybe I haven't been a good enough president.
Oh, don't say that, JF Cat. You definitely haven't been a good enough president.
Ouch, that hurts.
But we need a leader right now.
You're right. Listen, can you all wait to arrest me for about 3 minutes while we wrap up this story?
Okay.
If you are going to lead for a change...
Sure, I'm getting sleepy anyway.
You actually have total control over us, so it's kind of a moot point.
All right, bears, start digging out that river.
Oh, we're gonna have to work.
Wind, Rainbow, start whipping up some rain.
I'll try.
Little police building blocks.
Oh, hi. I forgot we were here.
I want you and the ground to work together to shore up this new stream we're making.
I kinda don't need help from a little plastic block. That's Officer Little Plastic Block.
Mr. Mouser.
Yes?
Send a memo to all the cheetahs to come back this way.
Oh, I love memos.
And Abacus.
Yes, Mr. President.
Make everyone not police officers anymore.
The good old story flip-flop. I'm on it. Alakasham!
Wait, why am I doing this?
But he'd already cast the spell, and they weren't police officers anymore, so JF Cat wasn't under arrest.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm all out of breath trying to help you.
Cheetahs are in actual peril right now.
But also, it started raining, and that river split off into a little stream through the whole savannah, and then that kitty president did the toughest thing of all.
Not another hairball.
Not a hairball, a salmon ball.
Remember when he miraculously ate about 600 pounds of salmon at the beginning of the story?
It's impossible.
Not as impossible as me hawking it all back up so the cheetahs can have some.
Purr, 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 purr.
That's the sound of salmon shooting all over the savannah in like a line leading the cheetahs toward the stream so they can drink water.
Wow, this all worked out really well. Implausibly well.
How'd that little kitty hold all this salmon?
But soon enough, people stopped questioning the ridiculousness of the ending and all gathered back by the river to pet JF Cat.
Oh, you did it! You're a hero!
The good things you've done today slightly outweigh the bad.
He may have done good today, but perhaps it's time for what if we're to have a new president,
said Reinouki. JF Cat decided to use his mind-reading powers one last time. Meow, wow, 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 wow. Meowie, wowie, wow.
How
meow,
long is he going to do this?
Meow.
Just let him
pure
wear himself
meow,
out.
Meow.
Meow, per meow. You're all thinking that I'm not a good president?
I mean, you're a very cute president.
The absolute cutest.
Your Instagram has the most followers.
We dress you up when you go to sleep.
Which is most of the time.
Very well. Then I shall do what I do best and take a nap while you all look
for a new president.
Gasp!
Surprise! The twist. The end.
Wow, JF Cat, what would you do if there were another president?
I don't know. I'd probably be the first cat-like member of the Fur Force.
Just like you were the first cat-like president?
You better believe it.
Who do you think should replace you?
Well, I sort of became president by pushing a red button. So I guess whoever pushes the button.
That doesn't seem very democratic.
Maybe not, but it's perfectly democratic.
I thought we'd be past jokes like this.
You were mistaken.
Yeah. Well, folks at home, I hope you enjoyed our story.
You can help our show keep going by writing a nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, or by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/whatifworld for ad-free episodes, a shout-out on the show, snail mail rewards, a monthly bonus episode, and more. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song,
and all you kids at home who know you don't need all the power in the world to be happy. But if you speak your mind, listen to your friends, and go try to do something nice every now and then, you might start to feel just as fulfilled
as a cat taking a nap.
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is what.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.